Next week, give me a Shem Purim, Shushan Purim Friday morning, and there's a halacha in Hilchos Shabbos on Erev Shabbos that one is not supposed to have a suda gedoyla on Erev Shabbos unless it's mana kavua, meaning a suda gedoyla means a suda which is bigger than a normal suda that you have on any other day of the week. If it's bigger than your normal lunch or your normal breakfast, one should not have that on Friday the whole day, the salach the whole day. But if it's a suda which its time is set for Friday, like a bris milah or a nesuyin, a chasna, or pidyon haben, which falls out on Friday, then it's mutter to have that suda on Friday. However, it's brought down that one should try to have it earlier in the day so that he'll go into Shabbos with a good appetite, and to eat the suda of Shabbos with the appetite. Now, when we come to Hilchos Purim, this issue comes up when Purim is on a Friday, like this year. Can we have the Suda's Purim on Friday? And Suda's Purims are usually a lot bigger than our normal lunches, even bigger than a Shabbos Suda. Usually, there's a lot more going on. So the answer is, since it's set, its time is to this Tesvav Ba'ada, which someone who's really a Yudal, just visiting Yerushalayim and not keeping Tesvav, may have this Shaila if he could really sit down to a Suda on Tesvav. But someone who's in Yerushalayim, keeping Purim in Yerushalayim, the Zman HaKavua, the time for the Suda is Friday, therefore they're allowed to have Suda on Friday. Says the Ramah, but one should try to have it B'Shachris, earlier in the day. What's called early in the day? Some learn it means before Chatzos, before the middle of the day, before around 12:20 around. And some learn that Chatzos next week will be around, even earlier than that. I'm sorry, Mincha is around 12:20. Chatzos is around 11:50. So some learn that one should have it before then, but many other Paiskim learn that it means before the 10th hour, which is around 3 o'clock, So therefore, one should try to start the suda before 2:45, before 3 o'clock, so that you're starting earlier in the day, not at the last moment, and you don't go into Shabbos without an appetite for the Shabbos suda. Now, if someone did not start, start. Start. So we can speak about that in a moment. That's a good question. But if someone did not start before the 10th hour, they're allowed to start afterwards. You can start until Shkia. Now the question is, this is something interesting, which doesn't come up that often, but it's a sugya in the Gemara with Rishonim, and it's brought down Halacha and some Rishayin Aleph, Sivdalit. What happens if I start a Suda on Friday, Beheter, a Mutter Suda? Like, let's take the Purim Suda. I started a Beheter, and now I'm continuing my Suda, and it comes time for Shabbos. What do I do then? Do I need to end my Suda? Can I continue into Shabbos? What do I do? So this is what's called Pyres Mapa Umekadish. Pyres Mapa means we spread out a cloth, a tablecloth. Umekadish, we make Kiddush. What does it mean practically? What it means is that it comes time for Kabbalah Shabbos. So the women will light candles, the men will say Kabbalah Shabbos, and then when it hits Shkia, everyone has to stop eating or drinking, like every week. Every week when it comes to Shkia, one's not allowed to eat or drink before they hear Kiddush. And we bring out to the table Lecha Mishnah, put it on the table Lecha Mishnah. Again, we're talking about here, we're still in the middle of your Purim Suda, which is going into Shabbos. So you put out your Lecha Mishnah on the table. Pyres Mapa, you cover the bread on the table with a cloth. Umekadesh, you make Kiddush. At Kiddush, we run into the issue, can I make Bar Pri HaGafen? Someone who's been drinking wine throughout the Purim Suda cannot make Bar Pri HaGafen. He already made Bar Pri HaGafen. So if there's someone else there, let's say there's women or children that did not make a Bar Pri HaGafen, then at Kiddush we can make a Bar Pri HaGafen. But if not, then we just make the bracha of Kiddush on a kais, And then after Kiddush, we uncover the lechem mishnah. And again, we do not make hamaytzi because we're still in the middle of our Purim Suda, which is turning into a Shabbos Suda now. We uncover the lechem mishnah, and we cut the lechem mishnah, and we give out to everyone lechem mishnah. And then now begins our Shabbos Suda, and we can go as late as we want.
That's one of the three Sudas for Shabbos?
Yep. That's right. By being Pyrus Mappa, by spreading out this cloth, you ended your weekday meal, your Purim meal, and now you're beginning a Shabbos. So it's counted as one of your three suits for Shabbos. Then comes the Berachas HaMazon. We have a question. What do we do by benching? Are we going to say Alanisim, or are we going to say Ritzeh, or are we going to say both? So if you look around the Paiskim, you'll find all three Shitas. Halacha L'maisa, we say Ritzeh. We do not say Al-Nisim. So that's one disadvantage of this, because you lose the Al-Nisim of the Suda. But now, we mentioned earlier, what?
At what point do you daven?
Ma'ariv? Ma'ariv, we're going to daven afterwards when you sober up. We can't daven Ma'ariv anyways if you're not sober. So Ma'ariv, the question was, when will we daven Ma'ariv? The answer is that during the Suda, probably most of us will not be able to daven Ma'ariv, because we're not holding by it. So therefore, after we eat the Shabbos Suda, by then, hopefully we'll be a little more sober, and then we'll be able to daven Ma'ariv. Okay, at least 10 of us.
Is that considered an onus enough that by Shabbos, Matt daven like two Shabboses, if you miss Ma'ariv?
So I miss, yeah. Okay, so now...
What is the practical right now?
If someone misses Ma'ariv, do they need to daven two Shabboses? Yes, but one thing, there was something that came to my mind before I answered that question. I was about to say, Berachas HaMazon, we're talking about. Before Ma'ariv. Kabbalah Shabbos mentioned. Okay. So, okay, don't remember. Okay. That's the basic Seder Dvarim for if someone will go straight in. Oh, this is what I was going to say. One of the points we mentioned was that one of the reasons why one should not eat a Suda late in the day is so that you could come into Shabbos with an appetite for the Shabbos Suda. So the Rishonim bring down, and it's brought down halacha, something very interesting. That when you start, when you eat a Suda and you end the Suda, and then you want to start another Suda, that's when you have a problem eating. To eat that second Suda, it's hard to. But in the same Suda, usually, you can still eat until you end. So that's another advantage of one who's having the Purim Suda later to go into the Shabbos, because you're still in the middle of the same Suda, so your stomach is still open. You'll be able to eat that Suda Shabbos with a good appetite. So this is what's called Paris Mapa Mekadosh. I think Yeshiva is not going to work out because the item is in by Rebbeim and then coming to Yeshiva. But if you do end up by someone's house where this is happening, this is what's going on.
What about if you miss
Ma'ariv? Any questions?
Yeah,
if someone misses Ma'ariv, then they have to daven two shachrases. If they were.
Always or only when it's Anus?
As long as it wasn't Mazed. The halacha is that as long as you weren't Mazed, you don't have to be Anus to daven two shachrases. As long as you weren't Mazed. You didn't do it on purpose. Someone got drunk properly and.
Requires more
be amazing.
I'm saying, so let's say somebody decided not to go to a specific minion and then they came out
and they didn't dive it. Amazing means I know I'm gonna miss it and I don't care. That's amazing. Okay? Great. Have a wonderful Shabbat.